This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Water that tastes and smells terrible. Coliform bacteria and boil water alerts. A GM plant that says there's too much chlorine in the water for them to use. These are but a few of the troubles plaguing Flint after it disconnected from the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department in favor of building its own system. The trouble with Flint's water has drawn the attention of environmental activist Erin Brockovich and her team. Let's get an update now from Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. Steve, set the stage for us, will you? What was behind Flint's decision to pull out of the Detroit water system?
Well, with everything going on in Flint these days, the main driver is money. The city is under an emergency manager brought in because of financial problems with the city. And when it comes to the water system, that's one of the areas that they thought they needed to address their budget problems. They were approached by the groups that were behind the KWA pipeline, which is building a pipeline from Lake Huron to Genesee County. Genesee County's drain commissioner approached them, said, "We'd like you to be part of this." And the emergency managers looked at it and figured that they would be able to save money as opposed to staying with the city of Detroit's water system. So the reason why they're making the change is for money.
And they did this without having this KWA pipeline in place yet to pull water from Lake Huron.
Exactly. The pipeline is under construction now. The timeline for its completion, depending on how things go from this point forward, it's already under construction. It could be done by the end of this year, or it might be sometime in the middle of 2016 before water actually starts flowing through the KWA. But the city of Flint couldn't wait to make the change because the city of Detroit's water system wanted a longer-term contract. So what the city of Flint did, they decided to drop out of the Detroit water system and in the interim use the Flint River as the main source of water for its tap water.
And thus this litany of trouble, including people protesting on the streets, correct?
Absolutely. There have been people complaining almost since last April when they made the switch and started taking their water directly from the Flint River. There is a difference between what the cities had to do with the two systems. Originally, the water they were receiving from the city of Detroit was mainly treated, where the water they take from the Flint River, the city itself has to treat. But there's a difference between how you treat, say, water from Lake Huron versus one from a active ecological source like a river, and that's been part of the problem that the city of Flint has been dealing with.
And the problems, as we were saying, drew the attention of Erin Brockovich out in California, and she sent someone very important in her group to Flint for a ground level review. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Robert Bocock is an expert in the field of water quality. He has a long history in this area, and he's been working with Erin Brockovich for many years in different parts of the country. So he was brought in to kind of look and see what's going on the ground in Flint. He spent some time at the city's water treatment plant. He's also been reviewing some reports about the quality of the water. He has released a list of recommendations, and it's a relatively long list. Things like discontinuing the practice of fluoridation, discontinuing the practice of recarbonation, And limiting the use of chlorine. Basically, what he is saying is the city needs to do less to the water, and it might reduce a lot of the problems they've been having. For example, the city had a problem last year that required several boil water advisories to respond to problems with the water. The city put in a lot of chlorine. That took care of the contamination, but it created a different problem. A byproduct of the chlorinization process resulted in the city violating the Safe Drinking Water Act, and they are still under some oversight with that. So there are a number of things going on. The water is often discolored. The water has an odd taste. It has an odd smell. And again, you do have actual safety issues with the water that the city says they're dealing with, but many people in Flint just don't trust what they're being told, because on one hand, they're told the water is safe, but in some cases they're told if you're elderly, if you have small children, if you have an immune deficiency disease, you might want to talk with your doctor before you drink the city's water.
Wow. Pardon me for saying, but it does sound like almost a comedy of errors, but it is certainly not funny.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I mean, you know, this is affecting people immensely. Many people have not drank their water at all for months out of fear of, you know, the problems with the water system. That means there have been very long lines for people buying bottled water. There have been free water giveaways. And this is going to continue for a while until the city is able to finally switch over to the KWA pipeline. And there's also one other thing as well. The city of Flint charges an awful lot for its water. As part of its financial problems, the city has increased the price of water by 100% since the emergency managers took over. That has bothered a lot of people who think that they're paying way too much for water they don't feel they can drink.
Is there any popular movement to say, forget this, let's go back to the Detroit water system?
There are a lot of people who are saying we should forget waiting for the KWA, we should stop using the Flint River as our source for water and go back to the city of Detroit. But the problem is the cost. Again, the city is still dealing with a financial emergency. That's why they still have an emergency manager. And the added cost of going back to the Detroit system is cost prohibitive, according to the emergency manager.
But my understanding is Detroit has offered to reconnect Flint for free.
They've offered to reconnect, yes, but they would still charge the city about $1 million a month for water till the end of June. That would change in July because the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department is looking to increase rates to all of its customers, so it would cost the city of Flint even more.
What comes next?
The city has brought in its own consultant that is reviewing the city's water treatment system, looking for ways that they can improve their system and make this situation work until they can hook up with the KWA. The city is also in the process of setting up a 40-member committee, an advisory board that will hear people's complaints and concerns and try to pass on information as well to people in the community about their water. Now, this group is made up of business leaders, civic leaders, other people who are involved in the community, but no invitations were given directly to those people who have been the most vocal critics of the city's water problems. And now the mayor has indicated that there is room, that they could add a few more seats to this committee. And we'll just see if the city can start healing its wounds while it deals with its water problems.
Tough situation, and we appreciate you kind of bringing us all up to speed. And I know we'll be talking more about this as it unfolds. Michigan radio reporter Steve Carmody. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.